Mug 2 Radio Clash. This is 150. Yes, you made the big 150. And there's a special show. This is the first of the Beatles mixes. This is Eat the Beatles. Yeah, I got it. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 150. Yes, we made 150 shows. There's actually more than this, made it probably about 142 or 140. Lots of other shows you haven't heard, or shows that I've got under other numbers, so the numbering system is totally fucked. But anyway, so I thought I'd do one of the Beatles. I've been working on, ever since show 24... I've been working on a Beatles mix, and I kind of have been spent ages trying to get it into one or two shows until I realised I've got so much, so many tracks. It's best to do at maximum. It's probably going to be five shows. Now they're not going to be done all at once, but this is the first show, which is Eat the Beatles, which is part one of two shows. The next one will be the Shite album, otherwise known as Hate, but of course there's a really bad mashup album called Hate, and if a person is doing that listening to this show, you should be ashamed of yourself. It's terrible. And so all over the internet there is Hate, Beatles Hate. I would love to have called it Hate, but I think the Shite album's better. And it's a Google whack as well. It is a Google whack. So we're going to start off with... I'm going to explain what this is. It's these set of shows. The next set of shows will be about mashups and taking the Beatles sound elsewhere than what you expect. But of course, as everyone knows, I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with the Beatles, mostly hate with the original songs. But I do like covers, so I'm going to play lots of bizarre, weird, strange covers and cut-ups and things that are generally taking the piss, parodies, things like that, in these two shows. And we're going to start with She Loves You, not by the Beatles, it's by Bugs, Daffy, Elmer and Taz.
This is it, Daffy. The big time.
They ain't seen nothing yet. We'll knock their socks off.
I gotta tune my bass. How about you, Elmer? All tuned up?
I'm very nervous, Bugs. What if I break a string? Oh, no.
Hey, Taz, got your drumsticks?
Taz love drumsticks.
Hey, we're on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight in our show, we have a group of fellows who've taken this country by storm. And here they are to play for you tonight, so let's give them a big hand.
One, two, three. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah. Well, I saw her yesterday, yay. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say, yay. She says she loves you. Well, you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad.
She said you hurt her soul. She almost washed her mind.
You're supposed to be the quiet one. Stick to the guitar. Or not.
She says she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad.
You know, you should be glad.
Hey, Bugs, stop hogging the mic. That's why we kicked Porky out.
Just remember who bought all the equipment.
Well, just remember who figured out how to use it.
Just remember who could pull the plug.
You win.
Because she loves you. Well, you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad. She loves you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She loves you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm convinced already. The love like that, You know, you should be glad. Glad? I'm pixelated.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
A guy could get unglad awfully easy.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Yeah, yeah.
Charge. Goose step mama, take a by and large. While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step mama, goose step mama, boogie all night long. Goose step mama, you can do no wrong. You know how to reassemble clumsy hands and knees that tremble. Goose-step mama, oh yeah. Goose-step mama. Goose-step mama, will you rock and roll? Goose-step mama, with your heart of gold? You don't like to see men suffer. Love is tough, but life is tougher. Goose-step mama, oh yeah. Goose-step mama. Something tells me loud and clear. In the end, it comes to nothing. You got nothing to iron, slide, drive here. Goose step, mama, will you rock and roll? Goose step, mama, will your heart of gold? You don't like to see men suffer. Love is tougher, life is tougher. Goose step, mama, oh yeah. Goose step, mama.
Rock!
I think you'll understand. Then I'll say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you let me be your love. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that, my love, I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Oh, you've got that something. I think you'll understand. When I feel that something, I want to hold your hand.
And I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
You know, told you once before goodbye. I ran away from you, but I got a big surprise. I wanna go, I wanna break you, but I hate you. You know I hate you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do, but I won't be back again. I'm the one who hates you. Yes, I'm the one who hates you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do. Yes, I'm the one who breaks you. Oh, 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 this time I'll go, but I won't be back again.
Paul forgot to say
13
in George's great.
God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry. I was just watching George and I thought, it must be all right.
1, 2.
You know.
14.
1, 2.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
15.
It's falling over here.
What happened?
It's every time you jump like that.
It is.
You make a bit of wind on it.
And the way she looked.
Take 12.
Just to love you, but I'll never. This boy, that boy,
that boy, that boy.
this boy, that one.
6-7.
I should have known better with a girl like you. And I would be different.
6-9.
Breathe after I've done that mouth organ bit. Can we skip the mouth organ?
And when I whisper,
I couldn't hear what chords they were going to. Did you go to the middle?
I just got 6-12.
Bit less of George. I feel as I'm singing in a sock. 1-2-3-4.
Tell me why. Start again.
What did you do then? You made a mistake. I know you did.
I want to hold your hand. Take one.
Do it slower.
No. Shh. Clean beginning now. 1-2-3.
Take 9. Here we go.
Shh. I love that.
Shh. Ready? Shh. Ringo, keep your bit dead. Ringo! We're taping. First one, very initial attack. 1-2-3. No, the first one, a loud attack. The second one, not quite so loud. Just try it. Oh, well, do it anyway. We'll just blast that bit, that one bit.
Moonlight, take one.
Oh, yeah. Ah, moonlight.
Oh, stop.
Nearly.
Yes, not bad, that one.
Take 2.
No.
Mr. Moonlight.
The light's on.
I know it is. So.
And don't slow down for Christ's sake.
Let's keep it.
Or I'm giving you no more drugs.
Been for a shit, I see, Megan.
Take one, no reply.
This happened once before. I came to your door. No reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the line.
Never make it. Stop.
I saw the line.
You'll have to do it. You just can't get anywhere near light now, so we'll have to do it.
I saw the line. I saw the line.
Take 2.
I'll try to remember, John, and if I don't, well, it's just too bad, isn't it? You're daft, guess.
I was one of the
5.
4 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to choke your face.
And when I put you
pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true.
Gets there, she knows if That's the Beatniks with Stairway to Heaven, and that's the closest thing you get to a mashup in this show. Of course, that's Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, done Beatles style. Something in that early sort of 64, pre-65 sort of Beatles style. So it kind of fits into this because it's kind of it's chronological. I didn't say that at the start of the show, but this actually is a vaguely chronological. I'm not going to make it exactly chronological because I get loads of Beatles train spotters sending me, well, you know that one that's number 03451? That's not in the right place because it came out in August 1987. No, it would come out in 87. August 1967. Actually, you got it before the one that came out in 1965. I don't care. So the before that was Scott Williams with Savage Young Beatles, which sounds like a kind of a mini movie in itself, doesn't it? Savage Young Beatles. I'll get on to films in a second. Then before that, I've played it before, but I'll play it again. That's Scream, Scream, Scream by the Tape Beatles. They knew a lot of tracks about the Beatles, hence their name. Although only on the early albums, they kind of moved very quickly away from doing Beatles cut-ups. Then before that, Halloween from their Great Covers album. That's All My Loving. Then before that, of course, Beatallica. Yeah, rock. You can't see I'm doing the metal sign at the moment. You know, the horns. Yeah, metal. I Want to Choke Your Band. And you'll hear more from Beatallica. Oh, yes. If you don't know what Beatallica is, of course they do Beatles covers in the Metallica style and got sued for it, as a lot of these things, including probably the show when I put it up, are very litigious. One of the possible names of one of the albums is going to be Legit B, but I thought that was a crap name, but anyway, because, you know, all the things with the Grey album and anything to do with the Beatles is always litigious. Then before that was a bloopers medley from the Beatles themselves, and that was very, very funny. It's just funny just listening to it as a track in itself, and just like hearing the obviously the person that edited it in the way of saying, you know, take one, take five, take 12, you know, getting more and more annoyed. And of course, if you're very careful, you heard John Lennon making reference to drugs, which is interesting, wouldn't usually. make such references until later in his life. Then before that was a cut-up that I've done of I'll Be Back, which is also featured in the Bloopers Medley number 2. Where was that from? I'm not exactly sure where that's from. It's just one of those things that's been floating around the net. Not totally sure where it's from. It's probably someone's collated it from a lot of the outtakes. There were at least an anthology and anthology 2, but also a lot of them were met bootlegged years and years and years and years before that. Then Kathy Berberian with I Want to Hold Your Hand, a classic album. I've got all of it. It's unspeakably strange and bad, but in a kind of a medieval kind of 16th, 15th century way. she was a classical... she was a classical singer who decided that she wanted to cover the Beatles' back catalogue, so did an album of just of Beatles tracks. It's a bit like there is a... in a similar vein, there is a spoken word Rolling Stones album by... I can't remember his name, but he's a very famous actor. And I'll look it up and I'll tell you by the end of the show, hopefully. Then before that was P.S. I Love You by the Chipmunks. Yes, I'm inflicting the Chipmunks at you. And you were probably thinking, well, before that, can this get any worse? And it did, because I inflicted the Brady Bunch, Love Me Do, on you. And then the Beatles' Barkers with Love Me Do, which is always a good way of really annoying your listeners. There's a whole album of that. I could play the whole album. You'd be very grateful I won't. And then before that, the brilliant Rootles with Goose Step Mama. Of course, that's not a real Beatles track like the one I just played. But obviously the Rootles were set up by Eric Idle and Neil Innes and several other people. And they were a musical version from Rutland Weekend Television. And they were the their version of the Beatles. They even did a film, which I've never seen. I've managed to get it, but the albums are very good, especially Anthology. But that's from the first album they did. And then but start, of course, from the Warner, I think it's Warner Brothers Characters Does Beatles, I can't remember the name of it. That's She Loves You by Bugs Daffy, Elmer and Taz. Yes, so on to films. We're now going to have a bit of a help section. Help.
Why were the Beatles of such interest to the high priest of the terrible goddess of Kaili?
Help.
Why was Ringo pursued to the ends of the earth by a group of Eastern thugs?
Help! Help!
And why was Paul threatened by a B-E-E-T-L-E?
Help!
Oh, stop worrying.
Help!
Help is on the way. It's the Beatles new motion picture with...
Help, 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 help.
7 new Beatles songs.
Help.
Will John live to sleep in his pit once more? Will Paul ever get back to his electric organ? Will George be reunited with his ticker tape machine? And Ringo, will he ever play the drums again? To discover the answers to these startling questions, be sure to see the colorful adventures of the Beatles, more colorful than ever, in color, in...
Help! Help.
Swear, you long-eared swab! Heave-ho the keel-haul and lower the boom!
Did you say boom?
What's the matter, rabbit? When I say boom, I mean boom!
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Here's a boom, Doc.
Help! I need somebody, help! Not just anybody, help! You know, I need someone, help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so selfish old. Now I find a change of mind, I've opened up the door.
So this is where he keeps the gunpowder.
Where are you, you scurvy varmint?
I'm down here, Doc.
I can't see you. It's dark in here.
I'll light a candle, Doc. Here you go.
Won't you please help me? And now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insane.
secure.
This pirate ship certainly has all the amenities. Just look at that cute little diving board.
This ain't no diving board, you land-loving, long-haired critter. Ain't you never heard of walking the plank?
Why, no. How's about showing little old land-loving me how it works?
It's easy. Any fool can do it. You just walk to the end and keep on walking. Walk! Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me lower the lifeboat?
Blow it away.
Raise the lifeboat, raise it, raise it.
Sure thing. Hey, Doc, you got company.
What do you mean I got company? Get away from me, hammerhead halibut! No good low-down bushwhacking barracuda! Oh, won't you please, please help me?
Attention.
Help me! Help me!
Mother, are you depressed because your fabric softener has been hardening on you lately? Dad, are you despondent because your stock slipped 14 points in one day? If so, stop worrying. Help is on the way.
Help!
Help is the new Beatles movie. We're telling you about it now because it took you so long to get down and see A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles' first movie. Once you were there, you laughed just as hard as any of the critics, including your own sons and daughters. So here's our helpful hint for troubled grown-ups. See Help. It's in color. It's a United Artists release. Find Jupiter,
Jupiter, Jupiter, the one way to get here. It took me so, so long to find out. I found out, to find out, I found out. Girl, I'm good for you, don't take any easy way out. So long.
see that he's just a fool. But he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head sees the world spinning round. Wound and wound and wound and wound. Boy, this sure is some hill. Nobody seems to like him. Shows his feelings. The fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head sees the world spinning round. Whoa, 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 round and round and round and round. Ah, Western Relax Station.
Tiny Tim, I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, what a thrill it is talking here. In Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Would you like to say
Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall. And what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exact way I did it then. Here's a...
George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I too play a guitar.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
Is there anybody gonna listen to my story? All about a girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single day.
Oh, girl, girl, girl. Oh, girl, girl.
When I think of all the times I tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the earth to me, and I will leave her. After all this time, I don't know why.
Girl, girl, oh, girl, girl, girl.
She's the kind of girl that puts you down. When friends are there, you feel a fool. Ooh. When you say she's looking good, she acts as if she's understood. It's cool.
She told when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure. Did she understand it when they said that a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure? Will she still believe it when he's dead? Girl, 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 oh, girl, girl, oh, why don't you understand? Why don't you understand, woman, what I do for you? How I break my back and sweat. Oh, you worthless little thing. Why am I wasting time on you? Girl, girl, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? Oh. Mm. Where are you, you little devil? Mm. Oh. Bring you up right.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice.
Eleanor Rigby
looks over the light, but I I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Ellen. I'll do it myself.
Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church where her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no, no, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where her wedding had been. Lives in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weird old priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, then he turns off the lights in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? Knit one, ouch, and purl two, and knit one, ouch, purl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one's to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people. No, all the ornery, all the ugly people. Pugly reeple, I'm a creeple. A girl, go climb a steeple. No, no, no. Oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, you know, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgi, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down there.
The thing that makes us Father really different McKinley, is how we change. What gray. We believe is important. The ways we look at life.
We do not just imagine that most people we have to live with or against us.
This bag.
How we think, what we believe is important, the ways we look at life.
Real conscious hierarchies which have their real unconscious extensions and their traits by the thousands.
He must pretend to know more than he does, but we must always show less than we know.
I have grown into womanhood in a world where the saner you are, the madder you are made to appear. We do not just imagine that most people we have to live with are against us. I mean, we live with people who sold us for things.
The thing that makes us really different is how we think. What we believe is important, the ways we look at life.
That was the excellent Dave Beatles with the track Do You Think It's an Accident, and before that was the incredible comparable even Doodles Weaver with Eleanor Rigby. That's from the Groovy Beatles Covers compilation, not a real compilation I think in real life, it's a Soul Seek compilation, Shepherd. Some very strange tracks in there. I'd like to know about Doodles Weaver. I like his sort of associative kind of piano playing comedy. Then before that, and it is I must say, Eleanor Rigby is probably one of my least favourite Beatles songs. It's kind of a really odd song, and I like the fact he's taking the piss out of it. Then before that was Tiny Tim and Brave Combo with Girl. Then Tiny Tim, they're performing doing a Nowhere Man on one of the Beatles Christmas fan 7-inches they used to send out every Christmas. Then before that was Yellow Submarine by Mrs. Miller. I'm sure you enjoyed Elva Miller. Yes, I love a bit of Elva. Then before that was a very young York with Alpha Ut Hall, otherwise known as apparently Men on the Hills in Icelandic. And that's from the first album which denies ever existed. I have a copy somewhere. That's probably the best track, but there is one other track that's also very good. So about two tracks which are good, but the rest are a bit like, yeah, either the originals or they're just a bit weird. That's already very weird anyway. And then before that were Little Roger and the Goosebumps with Foot on the Hill, although I'm sure there's a very similar version on the Warner Bros. Beatles thing, but I've got a feeling that was the original. That's not actually official, and that's on the Rhino Brothers Worst Records Volume 2. Then before that was Pac-Man by Weird Al. Early Pac-Man. Early Pac-Man? Early Weird Al. That was when he first started being played on the Dr. Demento show back in the, I assume to be early 80s or late 70s. I can't remember when Pac-Man came out. It's late 81, isn't it? Somewhere around then. Then before that was the Yellow Magic Orchestra with Daytripper, the album version. I actually quite like that, but it is quite odd having you know, all these electronic swooshes and sounds in what's quite sort of has a, such a famous guitar riff. I kind of really miss it in that track. Then before that was a Help promo number one from the Help film. Then Yosemite Sam doing Help with a little help from Bugs Bunny. That is from the aforementioned. That's actually from Groovy Beatles, but actually originally it's from the Warner Bros. Warner Bros. Sings the Beatles or something like that. I can't remember the name of it at this moment in time. And then Help promo number two. So it's the end of the first on the Beatles shows. I will be quickly recording the next one, and I hope you enjoyed this very strange romp through the arcana of and the sort of drudging the bottom of the Beatles cover and the Beatles parody and the Beatles cut-up world of people who aren't necessarily got the song or the Beatles. They might think they do. I mean, some of the cases are very loving parodies and very loving covers, and some of them I'm not totally sure what they were trying to do. And that's what I wanted to play. I wanted to play the stuff which is I wouldn't say, I think it's good. It's probably why I'm quite happy to change the name to Eat the Beatles or Strike Down for the second part rather than hate, because I don't think these people hate the Beatles, although I think some of them have got tongue very firm in one or both cheeks. So I'm going to play out with a very slow song, which actually just about kind of fits into this era, although I think it's a little bit later. And it's from an album of what's it called? Let's have a look. Yeah, Rockabye Baby. It's from the Rockabye Baby album, a lot of my renditions of the Beatles. And it's one of my favourite songs of theirs, actually. I think Suggs did a horrible cover of this. Sorry, no, I don't very much doubt Suggs is listening, but it wasn't pretty bad. But I do actually like it. It's a very strange song. It's like I'm Only Sleeping by Michael Armstrong, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.